Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show, Pat Bolin with Coach Don Trenum, and Abby Bennett will join us later. Our thanks to Best Western Clock Tower Inn, featuring Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Schnuck Wireless, and Denny Menhold Chevy Hummer. The Yellow Jackets in action on the road. A tough road trip, but back home for a couple with Northwest Nazarene and Seattle Pacific. The Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show is next.
Hi, we're your next-door neighbors, Jenny and Jim. We saw you move in and thought we'd come over here and introduce ourselves.
Hey, Jenny, Jim, I'm Vito. Me and my family just moved here from Jersey, you know, to enjoy the fresh air.
Well, big change moving here, huh?
Yeah, we like it, though. People are nice, streets are safe, you can get a wireless phone plan here for 3 cents a minute.
3 cents a minute? I haven't heard of that.
Oh, yeah, Schnuck Wireless, based right here in Montana, with plans starting at just 3 cents a minute and local customer service. You can't get that in Jersey.
In Billings, visit our Schnuck Wireless store at 904 Main Street, Suite 1 in the Heights, and our store at the corner of 2455 Central Avenue. Schnuck Wireless. Expand your horizons.
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show, Pat Bolin, Coach Don Trenum. Our thanks to Conomar Superstores, Farmers Insurance Group, and First Interstate Bank. And Coach, you had the weather elements, but a couple of tough road games, St. Martin's and Western Oregon. After the injury and stuff to your team captain, you kind of just stumbled and lost one in overtime as well. And how do you look at it? Kind of just finish on a positive note the rest of the season with three games remaining.
Yeah, I think we've just got to keep working hard and competing. You know, it's obviously disappointing to see where we're at right now, to be 8-8-1. I think there's a lot more talent on this team than a record of 8-8-1. So I think the only thing you can do is work hard and continue to compete. And I think it's very important not to throw in the towel at this point in the season. There's still a lot to play for. And the players know that, and the coaches know that, and we're going to work hard these last 2 weeks to get as many wins as we can.
Talk about the road trip.
It was obviously very disappointing. We dropped two games that against teams that we had beaten earlier in the season. So that's difficult. This is a difficult conference. It's even more difficult on the road. And if you don't come out to play on road trips, you're going to get punished, and you're going to come away with two losses. And I felt that we started the road trip against St. Martin's, in the first half, down two goals. That's not the way you want to start any road trip. And played better in the second half, and just couldn't get a goal. But again, you give up two goals on the road, it's going to be tough to come back. And then we went down to Western Oregon and battled hard. I mean, to be fair, the players worked very hard and I think gave a very big effort to do everything they could to get a result there. But bottom line is that, I guess in the end we got outworked a little bit because we lost 3-2 in overtime.
Well, we got three games left. Talk about it.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We got Northwest Nazarene coming up this Thursday. It's a very good opponent. We beat them over at their place. I believe it was 2-1, 3-1 earlier in the season. But they're a good team. It was a good game, and I think they're similar to us right now. They're kind of sitting at 500 and maybe a similar conference record. So they're obviously looking to finish out their season on a positive note. So we expect that to be a challenging game for us on Thursday. And then Seattle Pacific coming in on Saturday, number 2 in the country, 17-0 at this point. A very legit team that I believe has a chance to contend for the national championship after it's all said and done. So that'll be a huge challenge, but one that we're really excited about. I think one of the things we as a team want to do is anytime you get a national rank, anytime you get a chance to play a nationally ranked program, you want to beat them. And it'll be exciting to play them at home. And then the last week, last game of the season against Seattle U, I think they're sitting at like number 11 in the country, another very solid program. We'll play them over at their place, so that'll be another exciting challenge. So three great games, but I think every game in this conference is a great game and a challenging game and one that we all look forward to playing.
Okay, Coach, thanks for the visit.
Thanks, Pat.
Our thanks to Hot Mongolian Grill, Jackets and Company, Judah Perrin, Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show, and the center back, the senior, Abby Bennett, will join us when we come back. This is the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do.
Best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter. Nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Danny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Welcome back to the Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show. Pat Bowen along with you. Perkins Restaurant, RBC Dane Rauscher, and Sign Pro, a corporate partners for the Yellow Jackets in 07-08. Abby Bennett Livingston, the senior defender and center back. Abby, talk a little bit about this class. You were part of the first winning season and your seniors. How special has it been the 4 years hanging out with Stevens, Sandow, and Larson? Talk a little bit about your fellow seniors.
Well, I love my class. We've always been really close, and we get along really well, so they're fun to hang out with on and off the field, and it's great playing with them, too. It's a good camaraderie we have, so it'll be fun to finish out the year with them.
And what has been the best part of the soccer, and how has it felt to kind of be a part of the, Coach Alley, of course, maybe started the ball rolling and things like that, literally, but to be a part of turning the program in around and a part of women's soccer and winning soccer under the coach?
Oh, it's been really good. Ever since our freshman year, we've had a winning season, so we're hoping to stay strong and go out as seniors with having a winning season. So it's been fun. I love playing with the girls and Ferdon, so it's been good.
And talk about the loss of your fellow senior. I know coach probably doesn't like to beat a stick, but as the players and a roommate and stuff like that, does it play on your mind with the loss of the captain, with Brittany going down with the injury, and also the offense and the goal scoring, or can you put that aside and forget about it when you head out in the field in these final games?
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to somewhat put it aside, but it's been really difficult. Brittany's one of my really good friends and really close with everyone on the team and well respected, so it's been pretty difficult just to play without her, especially on the road trip. She wasn't there for the first time in our senior year, so. But there's people on our team that can score too, and hopefully we do that in the next couple of games.
Talking to one of the seniors, Abby Bennett, on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. And Abby, some of the players have said, have you thought about it, sinking in, coming down to the wire with soccer and college soccer? Is that something it'll hit you later on, or is it hit you yet as far as the career winding down?
It hasn't really hit me yet. We're still just in season and playing. I think it'll definitely hit me the last game of the season. We realize we'll never do that again, or after season, just watching them play their spring games and stuff. But it's been a fun 4 years, and it'll be nice to finish out strong, we're hoping.
What about after school? Have you thought about it, how school is going, and what do you want to do in the future on or off the field?
I'm going to go to grad school next year. I haven't quite decided where, but I'm going to get a master's in sports management. I'm hoping to work with a professional organization in some setting. So,
do you like a particular, being from Montana and stuff, any particular region in the country or any interest?
I'd like to stay west. I went back east for a year of high school, but I'd like to stay west, definitely.
Anything else on your mind, just with the seniors in your career wrapping up? What goes through their mind? Just try to, act like it's a new start and take these three games and just try to come away with W's?
Yeah, we're just trying to finish it out strong and, like Don said, have a winning season. Our first year was a winning season, and we'd love to keep it that way. So.
Okay, best of luck to you, and thanks for the visit.
Thank you.
Abby Bennett and Don Trenum will be back to wrap it up in the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back, everyone. United Building Center's Yellow Book USA and Yellowstone County Implement, the Lady Yellow Jackets. The final three games, tough road games at Northwest Nazarene, a team they beat even in the past before they were part of the GNAC, and now in the GNAC with Northwest Nazarene on Thursday at 2 o'clock in Seattle Pacific, the nationally ranked and maybe the strongest team around, according to the coach. And you never know. That's why they play it on the field and see what the Lady Yellow Jackets can do on Saturday, a weekend. At 1 o'clock at the COT, Seattle Pacific, get out and support the soccer program and the seniors at their final home game. And then we'll have Seattle on the road on November 3rd. So our thanks to Abby Bennett, Don Trentum, Pat Boland, and our great corporate partners, St. Vincent Healthcare, Stockman Bank, and State Farm. For the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.